on WPGU.
Hey, yeah. this is Rick and Rose from Radio Zero. We just got in here just in the nick of time.
That local, whoever was running the local show tonight.
I think it was Graham who was running the local show.
What a bunch of hacks.
Okay, that was us. Remember?
Man, it's much better when we have a radio show where we can just sort of blather, you know, and don't have to play music.
You're like, Rick is back here like swearing and screaming that he hit a button wrong or something, you know.
It's radio. It's professional radio, Rose.
Well, at least this isn't. All right, so, and speaking of non-professional radio, give us a call, 244-1071, if you have something to say to us, if you want a piece of us.
If you want to take us on.
I know I want a piece of you, Rick. All right,
You're mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you. Well, yeah, I am a little bit mad at you.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I just don't feel good.
I'm keeping this all together here. That's all I'm doing.
Hey, I got a wiggly little baby sitting on my lap. Like every 5 minutes, he like starts wiggling and dropping stuff. This is terrible. I don't know who has the worst job. You just have like a bunch of buttons to press, and I've got a baby here who he likes anything that remotely has to do with electronics, and we're like in a studio.
You want to trade?
Any kind of button at all? No, I don't know how to run the buttons here, and it's not because I don't have a male organ.
I wasn't saying that.
Okay.
I was just saying.
You were thinking
it. No.
I know you. I know you and your what is that called? Chauvinistic ways.
I prefer to think of myself as a misogynist.
Your misogynistic ways. And you know what? I could really use a misogynist right about now. My back is hurting. Wait. Hold on. Wait. See, I can't do this with the baby.
Okay.
It was supposed to be a drum.
Do you want to talk about this song?
244-1071. Oh, yeah. We're going to play. What? Do we have a call?
No. No calls.
All right. The phone lines are empty.
Do you want to talk about this song you wanted to play?
Yeah, I was listening to this radio station I do a lot.
It's only a 2-minute and 42-second song.
That's okay. We have plenty to say. I have plenty to say to you.
Okay.
So Mark, I heard this Mark Lanegan song, and Rick was like, oh, that's probably Mark Lanegan. And I was like, really? You think so? And so then I called up 244-1071, WPGU No Rules Radio, and I said, what is this? And they said, this is Mark Lanegan. And I was all excited because Mark Lanegan was in a band called The Screaming Trees, who me and Rick toured with back when we were in a band. Oh, wait, we still are. But and he was very nice. Remember, we used to call him Gramps.
That's right. He was younger than us, but we called him Gramps.
He looked older than us. But
he was having a rough time.
I only heard this song out of the corner of my ear, but it sounded really great. So I thought we should play it on our show, even though they're probably playing it all over the place. Okay, so what's it called? Sideways in Reverse by Mark Lanegan.
sister. Calm down, don't give me your love. Stop wishing for first, I don't know any better. Keep it running clean, keep on fixing the machine. Keep it down, down your love, down, people give me your love. Boy, keep it running clean, keep on fixing the machine. Keep it down, down your love, down, people give me your love. Woo! Down, people give me your love. Go down, people give me your love. Go down, go down, down, people give me your love. Down, go down, 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 down.
That was great. Yeah. Did you like that song?
It was good. When we heard it on the radio in the car, I couldn't hear it very well because we were going about 300 miles an hour. And
I couldn't hear it either, but I could hear that it was just one thing over and over again, and you know that's the kind of thing I love.
I do. I know it is.
I think there was another chord in there too, right? I think they went to a D, but mostly it's a B, A, B, A, B, A, B, B. For any of you guys who want to know how
to... Anyone taking notes?
Oh, there was Radio 4 in there. We're just going through the computer now. Are you going to play the REM cover for me or no?
Oh.
I wanted to hear Dream. But you don't have to. I don't even see it in there now.
I can't find it.
All I have to do, it's probably under A. Yeah, there it is.
All right. We'll play your sissy little song for you.
God.
All right,
so
we should have some kind of plan. You know, we should call up your dad or something when we have this downtime.
My dad was too afraid to talk on the radio. He said
he's afraid.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, he's not afraid to like make fun of anybody who's like slightly overweight walking past him or anything like that. I mean, he's like, you know what? My dad has Tourette syndrome. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That's why we don't want him on the radio.
Oh yeah, because he might swear.
That's right.
Well. So if anybody else's dad wants to call, this is, I'm just angry at you, so I'm bouncing this ball on the control panel here.
All right, so should I play a song?
No. Yeah. So how was your Christmas, Rick? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I spent it with you.
You know, I'm sick. Are you sick?
No, I feel fine. I feel great.
Just wait till tomorrow. You'll be sick.
I'm mentally ill. I'm feeling a little frazzled.
You know, I think the people who are listening to this understand what's going on here. I think they feel for us. I think that I don't know. I wonder if anybody's listening. But yeah, once we do get the emails from people going, "Oh, I love your show. You shouldn't do this."
Or we get the emails. I'm trying to go back to like the old days of Radio Zero when we were just in the basement and what we would talk about to be entertaining, just the two of us. And
yeah, and then we
it's
found
like
out
now
we might not be entertaining.
I have this crutch where I'm waiting for somebody to call in so we can work off of that, and nobody's calling because there's no one here, and I'm trying to think
we
of...
We never used to take calls back
right,
you know,
in the old days.
We'd be sitting in our basement, and then somebody would call us, you know, just to talk to us. They wouldn't know
right.
We were on the air. We'd be like, oh, we have a call, and it would be all funny and everything like that.
It would be funny.
But, you know, and people listen
we
to
this archive.
We actually
got more calls when we were in our basement.
Oh,
then
shut up.
Think,
that's not true. That's not true. People are just home for the holidays.
That's right.
The guy from Okinawa is not even calling. I wonder if it's Christmas.
It's
there.
Too expensive. He sent. He sends. You know, the reports. So here, let's play a song and we'll talk about what we're going to talk about. How about that?
Okay.
Dream, 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 dream. Charms whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, dream, dream when I feel blue in the night and I want you. So hold me tight whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, 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 dream. Thank you.
That's what I thought. Somebody else called, but they hung up. Somebody called and wanted to hear some music, so I'm going to look for that. You had something you wanted to talk about.
I'll talk. So we had a family dinner with your parents and my parents. It was very nice. Nobody had a fight or anything like that. But my mom is on this kick where she wants to, like, she wants to not believe in the death penalty, but she can't help it because, you know, she's a suburban housewife and she's being fed, like, all this... You know, you have to be afraid of people from the inner city because they're going to come and kill you and stuff. So I mean, and she's a liberal like I am. You know, she raised me to be a Democrat or whatever. Very, very liberal. But still, you know, she's just not sure. You know, when somebody's really done a whole lot of bad things, you know, she feels like they should be killed. So she's asking Rick's parents, like especially Rick's dad, you know, who she knows is very liberal also, you know, what... Do you believe in the death penalty? And Rick's dad is like, well, why, no, I don't. It was a very interesting conversation. You want to add to it?
Not really.
You weren't even paying attention.
Death penalty. My dad's against it. I was paying attention.
All right, well, that's it. That's my story.
Okay.
If you're against the death penalty, give us a call.
All right, we're going to play Tribe Called Quest.
Sublime. It's enjoyable to know you and the concubines. Diggin', take off your coats. Ladies act like gems. Sit down, Indian styles, you recite these hymns. See, lyrically, I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JV's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper? But now, let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential questions to invade the air. Hold up a second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, my dish is universal if you got knowledge of Dolo or Del myself. See, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. Acute at that. So do that, do that, do that, that, that.
Come on.
Do that, do that, do that, that, that. Do that, do that, do that, that, that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back cause the wet digging. So run and tell the others cause we are the brothers. I learned how to build bikes in my workshop class. So give me the sword and let's not make it the last.
Coming less, sky's the limit. You got to believe up in quest. Sit
yes I am. Coming with more hits than the Braves and the Yankees. Living mad flat like a whole besides Bambi. The wackest crews try to diss, it makes me laugh. When my track record's longer than a DC-20 aircraft. So next time that you think you want something here, make something different, take that garbage to St. Elsewhere.
Hey, Radio Zero. So that was the closest thing to a request we could do for that guy who called in.
So is my mic on?
Yeah, your mic's on.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I can't put my headphones on because the baby is chewing on them now. And if
that's
I take
fine.
Them away...
You can hear me talking.
Yeah.
All right.
So what's up?
Not much.
So some other people called in with requests.
That's right.
We'd like is people to call in. This is Radio Zero, our talk show, and usually we have people just call in and we talk to them on the air. You know, if you want to talk to us and tell us how your Christmas was or what you're going to do for New Year's, you know, go ahead. 244-1071.
We dare you.
I'm not really in that bad of a mood. My nose is running.
Oh, no. Okay, well, let's play another song then. This is The World's Gone Mad by Handsome Boy Modeling School.
You need to change your tune. That avenue you traveling, unraveling soon. You'll be battling doom. What does it matter to you? Worry about who is laughing at you? Your appearance is more important than what's really real. Cause here it is, situation's bad, not meaning good. A lot be in the hood that got me with nowhere to put my trust in. No discussion, spontaneous combustion, lust and greed. If you ain't up to speed, use a duck you need. Cats ain't got enough to eat. So there's bluffs and beef, chicks up the street. The tricks come to see, guns under the sheets. Shells crumble your meat, Corgi and Tora still. Duke gets sort of chill, sitting on about 40 mil. But his old quarter gets spilled over those sort of deals that get you sort of killed or up in court.
Yes, appeals. The world's gone bad. We lost the life we had. Joe,
take me away.
Cause the world's gone bad. We lost the life we had.
So cold, I have to go. So down, I need to go. So cold as I go.
Yo, what up, fam? You don't know who I am. Last week you was acting like you was my man, but you wasn't, huh? Served your purpose, dog? At the end of the day, is it worth it all? Immersed in all the work the world got to offer, but perpetrating proper like a nothing can stop ya. Can't even trust my doctor, cheating it for profit, and everybody looking for some kind of profit. Situation mad toxic, my man got hit, cause the bird he was with wouldn't stop squawking. She juggling five cats, and they all lost in the illusion of love that she used for profit. The usual topic, chickens and Benjamins. You supposed to be my kin. Mexican or Asian, European or Korean or Jamaican makes no difference. Our existence is still shared between us in essence.
Yes, the world's gone bad. We lost the life we had. Joe,
take me away.
Cause the world's gone bad. We lost the life we had.
so cold as I go.
Cause the world's gone bad.
World's gone mad. Handsome Boy Modeling School by request. All right.
Are we going to talk over this?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, good. So give us a call, 244-1071. We're
actually
doing talk radio.
Michael, somebody who requested the something with Q-tip, anything with Q-tip, suggested that we have a topic, which was actually a good idea. He was like, I didn't realize you're doing talk radio. What's the topic? And I was like, oh, you know
well,
what?
We don't have one.
We don't have a topic. And he suggested the topic of music.
But then he said, weren't you guys talking about the death penalty? And he said, oh, yeah, I guess we were. And then he had a call. He had to take it.
Yeah,
he had a
I
call
go.
He had to take.
So he had more calls than we did.
Yeah. So I wonder what his topic was. What is this?
This is the theme from Shaft.
Cool. So we're just hanging out here.
Just hanging out.
Did you get any good presents?
Yeah. I got some clothes. I got some toys. I got sort of a surround sound system that I can experiment with multi-channel music. That's about it. How about you?
I got the Star Wars trilogy on DVD. Woo!
That's about
it. I was looking at it and I was like, you know, obviously Star Wars from 1977, the first episode, which is episode 4, 5, and 6. And I was thinking, ooh, I can't wait to watch episode 4. And episode 5 is even better. And then I was thinking, oh, man. You know, and then I got to look at those friggin' little runt-like, what are those things called? Ewoks.
That's right. It's
And what's worse is, like, that movie is better than the next couple that come after it, you know? It's, like, it's
I don't
really
know. You
depressing.
Know, you haven't really seen Return of the Jedi since you've seen the others, have you?
You know, the Muppets on that movie are so terrible. It's like, what? I mean, and the sounds also. Like, my big complaints, and I think I've said this before on Radio Zero, it's archived somewhere probably, is that, like, the R2-D2 noises on the first one are way better than, like, by the time you get to the third one, Return of the Jedi, R2-D2 just makes, like the same two noises. I mean, I could have done a better job with that. You know, and then also you have all the racist little undertones in the all the aliens, you know, talking. You know, you got the Jewish alien and the Italian alien and whatever else. All the different aliens have like sort of racist slang.
Yeah, it's 1.5 movies for the price of 3.
But there's that blue. I just can't. It's like some. It's like the guy who's in charge of some big monster is like, I think on Tatooine, I can't remember. I'm sorry I'm being a geek, but it's like that. It's like a blue guy with these big teeth that are on his lower jaw. I don't know what he's called. If it was back, you know, a couple of years ago, and I was a big fan of this, I would have known what it was called because I knew what knew all the dialogue, the Star Wars, right? But anyway, this blue Muppet guy. He's like got this like fake drool hanging off of his mouth, and it just looks so fake because there's just that drool, but the rest of him just kind of looks plastic. He's not even like gleaming or glistening or anything like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I saw that.
And the R2-D2 noises are bad. I'm sorry. that's my complaint about Return of the Jedi. That and like the really bad storyline and the fact that Luke and Leia are gonna. Well, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but Luke and Leia are going to be twins.
It.
Oh, yeah. They don't look the same, but, well, let's put a little bit of makeup on and make them both look kind of the same while they're running around on this forest planet.
Okay, I think somebody's calling in about this controversial topic.
Yeah. 244-1071.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Rick and Rose, how you doing? This is Mike from Jersey.
Hey, Mike. You know what we're talking about? Star Wars.
What are you talking about?
Star Wars. I got the Star Wars DVD box set.
The first three?
Yes.
The good ones?
Yes.
Not the first three. Episodes 4 through 6.
Whatever. Anyway, what were you calling about? But you
well,
can talk to us about
what's
that.
What's going on in New Jersey?
It's snowing.
Oh,
really?
Man.
Yeah, but apart from that, absolutely nothing.
All right, you're mixing it up. It's been a while.
I am.
Yeah, it's been a while. Where have you been?
I've been around.
Ostensibly, perhaps things actually were happening in New Jersey for the last couple of weeks.
Nah, it's just that my cell phone stopped working. Absolutely nothing's been really happening.
Did you have somebody write this material for you this week? You have like a writer now?
I can hear the paper rustling.
Quick, here, read this note. Now it's just all me.
That's
Are you
amazing.
There still?
Yeah, we're still here.
I think my cell phone's gonna die soon. It keeps beeping on me.
Well, get it all out fast.
All right. Well, there's nothing happening in Jersey, and it's snowing.
Well, you know what? There's nothing happening here either.
What kind of snow is it?
It's the white kind.
No, duh. Like, is it big snowflakes? Big happy snowflakes? Is it like the blizzard sort of snowflakes?
No, it's the big happy snowflakes.
Oh, that's nice. And do you have snow on the ground already?
Oh, it's very little. It's about like maybe half an inch to an inch. It's just started to snow again.
What'd you get for Christmas, man?
What did I get?
Yeah.
I got clothes, but I got one of those. What was really surprising, I wasn't really expecting it, and it was a big surprise, is one of those little portable DVD players with the little screen.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was really excited about that. That was because, my family never gets me electronic stuff.
Wow, that's great.
I was really excited. But apart from that, I got some really cool clothes.
Like really cool clothes? Like what?
Like a nice shirt or something?
A t-shirt that's sort of like half black and half white, like in a diagonal, and then like some sunglasses that are really thin.
Yeah, kind of like the whole 80s, retro.
That's big with the kids now, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm not hip with the kids.
What's the first DVD you're going to watch on your little screen?
I saw Snatch today.
That's like really old, isn't it?
It is. It's
Have
a couple years.
That? Oh, that's with, what's his name? The guy who's in Traffic.
No.
Yeah.
The guy who's in Traffic?
The guy...
Well, Brad Pitt's in there.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
Guy Ritchie wrote and directed it.
Okay.
Mrs. Madonna.
The guy... Who's the I think he's Mexican.
Here we go. This is where your dad starts shining through.
All right. Mexican guy.
Brad Pitt?
No!
Okay. I don't know.
He's the Mexican.
I know who you're talking
about. You know
what
I'm talking about. The guy who was in Traffic.
Right.
The cute guy.
Oh, Benicio del Toro or something?
Yeah, he wasn't in that?
Yeah, he was. He was
See?
That's
he was
right,
very
he
little
it.
Part.
Yeah. Yeah,
very
I know. He
part.
Was great, though.
He
yeah,
was
Brad
good.
Pitt, whatever.
He
Brad
was the
Pitt,
four-finger guy.
Brad Pitt was really good in that movie that Terry Gilliam directed.
12 Monkeys?
Yes.
Yeah. I liked him in The Mexican as well, because he just played an idiot, and you wouldn't really think that, kind of a goof off, but it was kind of not really like him, so I like that movie.
Because Brad Pitt and what he's really like?
Yeah, well, he's
very smart.
He is, but he's typecast in a lot of the movies. He plays kind of a tough, smart, suave kind of guy, but in The Mexican, he just was a bumbling idiot, and
he was a crazy man in 12 Monkeys.
Was he?
Yeah.
I didn't see that 12
movie?
Monkeys.
Oh, my
no.
God. You have to see that movie.
No.
What's the matter with you?
You know what I got on DVD, though, which is really, really cool, is have you seen the Hero movie?
Oh, not the one with Dustin Hoffman from 10 years ago, but the one with Jet Li.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw that. Why didn't we like it?
And then we forgot that we saw it. And we were like, we should check out this Hero movie. And then I saw a preview for it, and I was like, we've already seen this.
Yeah. What did you think?
I don't remember it.
It was not as good as Master of the Flying Guillotine.
No.
I really like that movie.
Oh, man, that's the best. You see, once you see Master
that's
of the Flying...
That's better than even Drunken Master 2.
Yeah.
We're talking about kung fu movies.
Master of the Flying Guillotine, once you see that, it pretty much ruins every other martial arts movie,
that's true.
Except for maybe Mr. Boo movies and Shaolin Soccer.
Yeah, Shaolin Soccer is surprisingly good for a new movie. It's really, really good.
Was it?
Yeah.
I saw the special effects, and it looked really interesting, from the preview, but I didn't
You're a Chi-Na guy, right? You still practice that?
What guy?
Chi-Na. Hand
no,
stuff.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out. I can't hear you.
Oh, your cell phone's dying. You do kung fu?
Do I? Oh, yeah, I do kung fu.
Right, you do Chi-Na, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. All right, never mind.
I didn't... I'll have to hear this, you know, from posterchildren.com tomorrow, and then I'll email you and be like, oh, I'm an idiot. I don't understand what you were saying when you were talking.
We can continue the conversation next week.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
And we could just do it. We could do it week by week, and people, it'll really throw people off.
It'll
you know,
be
like we could have like a sentence here and there.
That sounds like an art project. It could be like, what do they call that? A miniseries.
That's true.
Okay.
People can keep waiting to see what's going to evolve in this conversation.
That would
Will this conversation go anywhere?
That would actually add some excitement to the show.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. I think this show is pretty exciting. That's why I haven't called in the last couple of weeks. I didn't think you needed Mike from Jersey. I kind of sat out.
You were too afraid to talk to Ian, right? Ian MacKay, when we interviewed him?
I was really
like
sick
most people
that day.
Hmm. Yeah, that's right. I remember you were like emailing. You were like, we had a whole bunch of people go, well, I was too afraid to call. I would have been too afraid to call, too. I was almost afraid to interview him.
He's a difficult interview.
Yeah, well, it went very well.
That's not true. He's not difficult.
What I mean is, okay, what I meant was challenging, not...
Well, he's such a smart guy, you know?
Yeah. But it went very well, the interview, I thought. It was very enjoyable.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Everyone, check out the archives.
Yeah, that's right. Posterchildren.com and click on Radio Zero. Don't click on anything else. Hey, Mike, so what's your New Year's resolution? You got one?
To get a real job.
Oh, I have a New Year's resolution like that, too.
Yeah.
I have another one, too. I want to get a haircut, a real haircut.
Really?
I'm going to cut the blue hair out of my hair. Because I was told by my mom that it might... No, my sister said it might improve the way I look if I didn't have blue hair.
Blue hair?
Yeah.
I think the blue hair is very cool, but I don't know.
I think its time has passed.
Has it?
I think so.
I think when all the kids in the mall start having blue hair too,
yeah,
it's time.
It's time. The guys, the kids at Hot Topic.
That's
Hot
the worst
Topic.
Thing. Like, I go past Hot Topic and I'm like, oh, look at those shirts. Those are so cool. Oh, my God, I'm in a mall. I can't. You know, it all started going downhill when they started selling the Doc Martens in the mall. It was like, wait a minute. Okay. How do we rebel now? How do those punk kids rebel? How do kids rebel now that the rebellion is being sold to them at the mall?
It's they consume. It's consumerism. That's the new rebellion.
That's not rebelling, though. Oh, really?
Buying stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to show you people. I'm going to buy stuff.
All right. We've got to play some commercials.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Mike, from New Jersey.
Thank you, cool. Thank you for saving it. You should call next week, too, because no one's going to call next week either.
Yeah, the kids
so
are gone.
We're going to desperately need your assistance.
Well, I'll call. You know what? If you want, we can start a conversation like now, and then we can finish it next week.
Okay.
How does that sound?
All right. It was a dark and stormy night.
That's not a conversation.
Oh.
That's like a story. All we can have like a story, and you know what? You can have like people call up to like a choose your own adventure. You know, like what?
Okay,
you know, what should we do?
Yeah, add to the.
Maybe you know what you
it
should
do. It
could
be like Exquisite Corpse.
Instead of us working on that, you should work on that, Mike. You should spend some time working out a story.
All right. You know what? Okay, this is it. Next week, Radio Zero, you're going to see the premiere of the new adventure story that we don't know. It'll be the adventures of the sinking guillotine. There you go.
All
that's
right.
Too much like the flying guillotine.
That's good, though. Yeah.
Okay, it's good. All right. Whatever. Good.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Hey.
Have a good New Year's.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was
that
nice.
That was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice. We're like totally like the easy listening station now.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Or we were like hey, we're going to play, you know, a whole bunch of music now.
All right. Let's play some commercials.
The employees at That's for Entertainment certainly don't wear the snappiest looking uniforms, but That's for Entertainment is hands down the very best video store you'll ever walk into. At That's for Entertainment, you'll find over 14,000 DVDs. Sure, we've got all the new releases and popular titles, but we've also got some crazy stuff. An entire section of Bollywood titles, Mexican horror films, over 2,000 anime titles, cycling stuff. Who else has the 1986 Tour de France? International students can get a taste of home at That's for Entertainment with the largest library of films from all over the world. Plus, you'll find classics, gay and lesbian films, documentaries, and tons of independent independent movies. When we have the TV off and the stereo on, you'll most likely hear independent music supplied by Parasol Records. Located in the Big Red Warehouse on Greek Street near downtown Urbana, Parasol has been on the web for years, but now also welcomes walk-in customers. For cool films, that's Rentertainment at 6th and John on campus or on the web at Rentertainment.com. For cool music, Parasol Records on Griggs Street in Urbana and on the web at Parasol.com. Now showing at the GKC Beverly Cinemas is Meet the Fockers, rated PG-13, starring Ben Stiller and Robert De Niro.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Captain Jack Burns speaking.
Yay, Daddy!
We should be arriving at the Focker family residence in approximately 0900 hours.
Greg, man reaches an age when he realizes what's truly important. You know what that is?
Love, friendship, just love, I think.
His legacy.
That too.
If your family circle joins my family circle, they'll form a chain. I can't have a chink in my chain.
See Meet the Fockers at the Beverly Cinemas. Plus, opening Christmas Day at the GKC Beverly Cinemas, The Aviator, rated PG-13, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Blanchett, and Kate Beckinsale. The GKC Beverly Cinemas, located off North Prospect Avenue in Champaign. Call theater for ratings and showtimes.
There's nothing like the thrill of a great film, and tonight I feel like the Beverly. Tonight I feel like the Beverly.
Take this cough test. Name this cough. That's a flu and cold cough. That's a COPD cough. A COPD cough, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, doesn't sound that much different from other coughs. Any persistent cough should be checked by your doctor. Don't take chances. Get answers. Visit the American Lung Association online at lungusa.org or call 1-800-548-8252. That's 548-8252. The American Lung Association, improving life one breath at a time.
Radio Zero on WPGU.
Wow, that was some major technical difficulties there for me. I'm getting worse. Oh, we got a call. You're on the air.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. Who is this?
Are you going to fire
this
us?
This is Kara.
Hey, Kara.
How are you guys?
We're okay. We're a little...
We're losing it, Kara.
I think we're having a post-holiday depression.
Oh, no.
It's
not
even
post
the holidays either.
There's still holidays to come, so it's really...
We're having a Christmas letdown.
What's
going on with you?
Nothing. I'm hanging out with my friends. I think you actually talked to my friend Michael earlier.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, he had a call, so he had to go.
Yeah, I know.
So did you get anything interesting for Christmas?
I got a 12-pack of beer, actually.
I feel like I've been seeing commercials about that.
That Heineken commercial.
Yeah, that's like the new thing. And how old are you, Kara?
Oh, I'm only 20.
Oh, my
See,
goodness.
See, I knew that was the question to ask. So what are you going to do with the beer? Who are you going to give it to?
Well, it's already gone.
You're not old enough to drink it.
A 12?
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's been put to good use, though.
Okay.
So is that your first beer?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're going to have police knocking at both our doors pretty soon.
And they're going to be like, you're sponsoring underage drinking, oh my goodness.
No, we're not. Actually, we absolutely do not condone underage drinking.
No, I don't condone it, actually.
You don't condone it, you just do it.
Yes.
We absolutely do not condone it at all.
Okay.
But you know, whatever. So, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I'm actually going to quit smoking cigarettes.
I thought
you only have to be 18, though. You only have to be 18 to smoke.
You're really
right?
going to quit smoking?
Yes.
Is this the first time you're going to quit?
No, it's like two or three times I've attempted this, but I figure if like I do it as a New Year's resolution, it might actually. Come into effect.
Do you have like some kind of, is there some reason why you want to stop?
No, it's just my lungs are so full of like black tar and everything. I think it's about time to quit.
My mom quit smoking when she like went out jogging or something, and she looked under her headband, she had this white headband, but there was black, like her sweat was all black.
Oh, that's no good.
Because it was nicotine, you know, and tar. Like you're saying, tar. It, you know, the whole inside of the headband was just coated with tar. It was so
pores.
Basically, she had smoked enough for a lifetime, and she had enough nicotine in her body for the next 20 years, so she could just stop smoking, and the nicotine would just sort of do this sort of time release.
My mom started like buying herself stuff because she was like, "Well, I bought this bracelet because I saved. This is the money I saved from not smoking."
Oh, really?
We were joking with her, saying she should have gotten like a coke habit or something, because then when you quit, you'd have like a lot more money saved up.
Oh, really? That was like a late Christmas present. My parents were buying me like a patch and like gum.
Do your parents smoke?
No.
All right.
No. So they're gonna help me out a lot.
I'm all for you quitting smoking, because I think it's probably. It may be bad for you. I'm not sure. I read on the packets that it may cause something bad to your baby or something. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah,
something
like birth defects or something.
Possibly could be bad. Although in England, you know, it says smoking will kill you on the packets.
Really?
I think it does.
They go all out, they say.
Well, they should put that on the packs here.
Yeah, well I don't know. Yeah, maybe who's they? We should call them up and find out exactly why
companies.
They don't do that. Yeah,
yeah, they're a little.
It will kill you.
Yeah, it literally says the word kill.
Really?
Yeah. So you should move to England.
Yes, Jesse, I'm on the radio.
Hey, man, I'm on the radio. Who's that back there?
That's my friend Jesse.
So how is that nicotine gum?
What's that?
How's that nicotine gum? Have you had it?
Well, they have this new kind that's mint flavored, so it's actually not that bad.
Right. So you could get hooked on that.
I could get hooked on that.
That's
the problem.
It's more expensive, though.
Yeah.
Than cigarettes?
Yeah, it is more expensive, but at least it's worth quitting, because it's so unhealthy to smoke cigarettes.
That's true, whereas gum is just an ugly habit that makes you look like...
Oh, shut up, Rick. You're so...
I'm just trying to remember. I'm trying to remember what this teacher said when I was in high school. He had some horrible thing to say that he said to people who were chewing gum. But I can't remember what it was. But,
well, anyway, Kira, we totally support your going to give up smoking quest, or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to work on it really hard, because it kind of is not fun when you go running and like you're wheezing after like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Also, you know, it gives you wrinkles, too.
Oh, yeah.
No, it does, seriously.
I saw this woman, like, driving down the street, and I looked over right, and she was smoking cigarettes. It's just like an anti-smoking ad, because she was all wrinkled, and, like, I'm sure her voice sounded like
honey.
A... Yeah.
How you doing, honey? Hey, you got a light for me? Hey.
And she was probably 25, you know, and looked 90.
Yeah,
so.
I couldn't tell, so...
Yeah.
She's 25, I couldn't tell at all.
Well, it's hard to tell.
What's
because
brand,
the whole inside of the car is kind of smoked glass, too, right? You can barely see in the window.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you should call back after in a week or two and give us an update on how it's going with the smoking.
Oh, I will totally do that for sure.
Yeah, cool.
All right.
Cool. All right, thanks.
All right.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
244-1071. If you want to call, tell us what your New Year's resolution is. Rick, do you have a New Year's resolution?
No, I think it's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Oh,
I mean, it's just like
up.
Stop when you want.
You did stop
doing
something though. You just stopped something on New Year's Eve. I don't remember what it was, but I was going to make fun of you for it, because I know you have this whole thing about, oh yeah, you should just stop whenever you want. Go on.
That's just my philosophy. Is like, you know, it could be June 25th.
Okay, but you know what? It's not. It's the first of the year, so why not stop on the first of the year now?
Why not stop today?
Well, yeah. Why not?
Why wait for the first of the year? If you're ready to do it, just do it.
So are you gonna change something about yourself today, Rick?
No, I'm perfectly happy with myself. I'm the apex of male perfection.
Did you hear me snort?
Oh. Well...
And it is tough to be on a radio show with the apex of male perfection. I mean, and especially since you're female, too. That's what's really weird. All right, so are we done?
No, we've got about 10 minutes left.
10 minutes left?
Now
the baby finally fell asleep, too.
I found another clock in this room. There are 5 clocks in this room, none of which match. I'm playing this song.
Are we going to talk over it? Isn't this a Volkswagen ad song?
Yeah, that's what bums me out.
And you, well, you know what bums me out is we went out and bought the car after the ad came out. Uh-huh.
I think we bought the car before this ad.
What was the ad that we bought the car? It was like a diamond bullet through our skulls.
It was on the cover of International Design magazine.
Yeah, that was before it even came out.
Right, that's when we decided to buy it.
But then it came out. There was like an ad that made me cry with the white little Beetle. It was like some obscure band. What was it?
So 1997.
Yeah, well, we don't have it anymore.
So this song, I was just thinking about this song the other day, is because when I was in German class back in the Stone Age, a bunch of kids went to Germany for, you know, some kids would get to go to the country that they were learning the language
of. Did you go?
I did not go.
Why not?
I don't know. I didn't want to spend a week or two in a foreign country with people I went to high school with. Basically, not that there was, it's not that I was an elitist, it's that I didn't enjoy high school.
You were the guy who everybody made fun of, right?
No, not in high school. No, not at all.
Really?
No.
Oh, that's right. I was the girl that everybody made fun of.
The anonymous, I'm trying to remember that Life in Hell comic.
Yeah, I know. You were the anonymous guy.
Yeah, some generic guy.
I learned
a
little. Oh,
anyways,
this is not the talking part.
These kids came back from Germany and they had this record. It was like the biggest hit, and it was called, and they said, there's this thing called U-Bahn music, which is, you know, what they call the subway there, the underground. And they got the record player out in class and played the song. The German teacher was like, oh, this is ridiculous kids' music, you know, teenager music. But we heard this in German class. So that's very exciting, isn't it? But that's why I was thinking about it.
I just blew my nose, and now I need a Kleenex.
And then, of course, there's this song. But
ew.
Unfortunately,
remember we had the Krautrock episode of this?
We did, and now this is sort of post-Krautrock. But this is not the German version. I couldn't find the Falco version of this song. This is a band After the Fire who was English, and they heard the Falco song and did an English version of it and got it out in the United States before Falco could get his version out and made all the money. Well, Falco made some money. Yep. Oh, we got a phone call.
Hey, will you guys play some Skinner? Somebody's going to come up and yell Freebird.
You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
You're on the air.
Who is this?
How's it going?
Who is it?
My name is Brian.
Are you a new caller to our show?
Yeah, except I've been trying to call for like 29 minutes.
Really? I guess it's
29 minutes, really?
Sorry.
You know, the second line is kind of dim sometimes. So what's up?
Oh, not much. What's up with you guys?
We're just hanging out here in the studio.
Where are you?
Got a baby hanging off my boob.
Are you,
Wait, are you breastfeeding in the radio station?
I was, but he fell asleep.
Oh, okay.
Is that a problem? Probably is a problem. It's probably illegal.
I think it's actually illegal.
I'm sorry.
Is that true?
All right, did you get what? The breastfeeding is true. The illegalness of it may not be true.
Okay.
Did you get any good Christmas presents?
Yeah.
Yeah? You want to spill them?
I got a nice 8-track recorder.
Wow, that's
good. So I can make some tunes.
Cool.
My girlfriend and I are in a band.
Oh, what band?
We're called Baez. But you probably don't have any of our music there.
Well, and this isn't the local show anymore, but we were doing local music before. You're called Baez, like as in Joan?
Yeah, exactly. We got our name from her because we thought if we ever had a show, then we could advertise ourselves as Baez, and people might think we were Joan Baez and then want to come to our show.
Or they might sue you.
So that's the crowd you want? You want like 50?
No. We were going to go with like the name Eric Clapton, but we thought if we had Eric Clapton, then we really would get sued. But somebody who, like Joan Baez, she's not that well known, and she's pretty nice too.
I don't know.
Is she dead?
I heard she sues like at the drop of a hat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is she's alive still?
Yeah, she's still
alive.
Okay,
I don't know. I don't even know who it is. So is that what you sound like?
No, not at all.
So you wouldn't appeal to like 50 plus ex-hippies at all.
Actually, we do kind of appeal to the 50-plus ex-hippie crowd.
But they don't go out to shows.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty universal. We really appeal to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, wow. Like, janitors and mailmen.
Wow, this sounds great.
That's fascinating. Why would you say janitors and mailmen? Because those are your... the mailman will come by while you're practicing and say he really likes it, or...
Well, see, we have a song called Oh Mailman, and it's dedicated to that hot mailman who might deliver a package to your door, or somewhere else, perhaps.
Ah.
And we also... my mom teaches at Unity High School in Tolono.
Yeah.
And she was listening to our band. And then a janitor walked by, and he really liked our songs, and he got them all stuck in his head.
Cool.
And he was singing them.
This is terrific. This sounds
so
great.
I don't know if we appeal to all janitors, but at least some. I imagine.
You know, I was a janitor for a while.
Is that true?
That's true.
And you already like your band, right?
At a school district up in the Chicago area. The school district I grew up in, actually.
You were a kid janitor, though, right?
Well, high school and college, like in summers, you know, on summer break, I'd go back and work as a janitor.
Oh, wow.
And after class in high school, I used to janit also.
Wait, did you janitor in your high school?
No, I janitored in the grade school.
Oh, okay.
That I went to, but while I was in high school.
Okay, sorry, I was a little off track there.
That would make you really
sound
cool.
I am not talking very clearly. It's not...
Did all the kids run up to you and ask if they could have a sweep?
Well, this is the thing, is they had these high school and college kids working after school, but then they had the regular full-grown janitor working during the day.
Oh,
and I'm trying to figure out what he did.
He probably cleaned up when a kid threw up and stuff.
Yeah,
they did clean
up when the kid threw up. Voban. It's called Voban.
The orange dust.
The orange kind of
Is that stuff actually made out of tomatoes?
No, I don't know what it's made out of. It's made out of sawdust and some kind of chemical.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called Voban. For vomit. Vo is short for vomit, and ban is, you know, ban.
Are you a student here?
No, I'm actually a student up at Monmouth College.
Oh, okay.
But I live in Philo. You know Philo?
Yeah.
I know Philo Road.
It's the little kid brother to Champaign Urbana.
Right, David Foster.
I like to say.
David Foster Wallace lived in Philo.
Who?
David Foster Wallace.
The guy who wrote Infinite Jest.
He's a writer.
Oh, I thought maybe he was in the Civil War.
Yeah, he has that sound kind of name. Well, thank you for calling. We're out of time.
Wait,
you have one last.
Can I request the song? Maybe
you can try.
You can try, but it's dependent on whether or not we have it at our fingertips.
Okay. Well, the person I'm looking for is a singer from Champaign by the name of Angie Heaton.
Angie Heaton, yeah.
Do you know her?
Yes, I know Angie. We know Angie.
Have you met her?
Yes.
She was in our
movie.
She actually
the Rock Stocking Cowboy from CU, right?
That's right.
Yeah, she's great.
Actually, me and Rick are in a band, and we made a movie, and she was in our movie.
Really?
Yeah, her name was Piper.
In the movie, her character.
Is that movie sold anywhere?
Yeah, you could rent it. At That's Entertainment has it also.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, dang, I gotta get that.
We're working on a mini-series, or like a TV series with Piper, Angie's character, yeah. It'll be on Fox next year.
But yeah, she totally had a name for herself. She wanted to be Piper.
It's kind of like the OC, except it takes place in the middle of Illinois.
In a cornfield.
Yeah, and there are only three people in the show because everyone lives really far away from each other.
Yeah.
So what song do you want to hear by Angie Heaton?
I don't know.
We'll just play something.
See, like the album I have Sparkle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got a new one out. So let me see if they've got.
Why don't we play something new then?
Okay, I'll try to find it. It might be a few minutes, but we'll try to get it on.
What a great request!
Right. Yeah, that's great. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you got to call us again next week or the week after that. And, you know, keep us up to date on your recording progress.
I could even bring you in a CD if you feel like it.
You can drop it at the station.
I definitely feel like it. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Sweet. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
I love you.
We love you too.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
I think that's the first caller who's professed their love for us.
Yeah, yeah. And has music that is liked by janitors and mailmen, which is awesome. Those are the coolest professions, right, Rick?
They are, in my book.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we're going to look for an Angie Heaton song. Did you find one?
Not on the computer, but I'll start the machine going here, and then we'll look around, and we'll see if someone comes in to take over at 11 God. Here.
Yeah, like, we can't leave, right? Because this is like the Starship Enterprise.
That's the whole trick, right? They said, oh, can you do 2 hours? And then it's like, oh, nobody's going to come in. Yeah, can you do the rest of the night?
It's like the Starship Enterprise, and we can't leave the helm. We're like the last two people at the helm, and we can't leave.
All right, here we go.